Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Let's go ahead and see about getting this thing opened up. We got some folks checking out the old podcast arena. Some folks might be tuned into the Blog Talk Radio. And you got folks that might be on the Facebook Live. They get live in a very Facebookian way. Let's bring it in the way we do. Come around my way. Come around my way. Come around my way. Ooh, yeah.
We sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat shit. Side though, it's all good. Lift his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. There's still one.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on.
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
Alright, Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist, Phoenix Collider, you see the empty chair, the uppity negress, she's lied down, messing around in her, what are you goofing around in your news feed? She's just goofing around in her news feed. But she might get the energy to hop up and plop in the old chair and talk some gangster shit. Right? Lisa Loco, Catherine Loco, White Splainers, indeed. who the homies over there on what? Red and Black Anarchist. Definitely big shout out to the homies over there at Redneck Revolt right now. The folks over there at Redneck Revolt. Like, I was thinking about them when you know, putting together the idea for this episode, which, and really, it's not going to be the whole episode. It's going to be news and comment and me tinkering around with the new soundboard. That's what most of this episode's going to be. All right, news, comment, soundboard, Father Mucker, soundboard. All right. Now, let's see, somebody said, also look up, okay, the homie Ann Loco over at Social Dissonance, to this post said, also look up Mass Hysteria and remember what is caused, in Salem. Was that talking about, what, witches?
Yeah.
Witches? Yeah, those people that, and, you know, it's hard for me to explain things to folks because I make it too simple, right? Witches aren't real. That's the whole thing. That's all I'm bringing to the table. It's not real. There's no such thing. I know there's some folks that are like, no, we cast hexes. And some people that actually believe they're doing that. No. No. You're an adult. And that's not real. All that Harry Potter shit is not fucking real. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. All right. And some folks may have caught over on the William J. Jackson page. I just went live for a couple of minutes, you know. Kicking a couple freestyles, busting a couple rhymes, you know, bugging out with the homies G. Devin Loco and Michelle Loco, chilling up in the joint. But from there, let's go ahead and see what we're talking about. So we're talking about white people being coons, right? That's the idea behind the episode, aside from the news and comment. Because, like, in these black circles, we're constantly pointing out black people that are coons, right? Black people that, that sell out other black people and capitulate to white supremacy, you know, so they can, So basically, it's like their version of protecting themselves. Like, I feel like I'm safe in this microcosm if I just tell them what they want to hear, or if I just behave in a way that, you know, that they would like, you know, like, dance on cue, sing on cue, right? Like me, like, when I was just kicking freestyles. Like, I kick freestyles when I feel like doing it for hip-hop. Like, if somebody that's not a part of hip-hop and not black is just like, can you bust a rap for me, William? Fuck off, I'm not gonna bust a rap for you. Hell no. You tripping? You tripping, nigga. Absolutely not. But, like, look at, heads like, Stephen A. Smith. Like, most of the people that we'll call coons are like the folks that are higher up as far as like the whole economic ladder, if you will. And that's like we see them. Some people might say Raven Simone as well. I think Raven Simone's just goofy myself, you know, but like Charles Barkley, you know, who's the Fox News one. Yeah, Don Lemon, Stacey Dash, Phoenix Cletus over there helping from the other side of the room, you know, and, like, those folks, like, we might call them coons, or, like, you know, you might know, like, some low-level coons in your area that capitulate to white supremacy that, like, deliberately play up and play into stereotypes, right? Like, one that really annoys me, right? Like, right now, it's December. Right? It's December 18th as I'm recording this live to tape. And what's going to happen? January's going to come, and you're going to start seeing those memes going around. And it'll be memes where they take, like, a screenshot. Kind of adjust the old Camerino there. Somebody take a screenshot from, like, a pornography film where it'll be, like a narrow, dark-skinned black man and a fat white woman on like a pornography film, and then they'll take that screenshot and then they'll meme it. Niggas be like, fuck it, it's tax season, and I'll see black people sharing this and like capitulating to that white supremacist idea, And you know what, like, as far as, like, intra-racially with white people, there's sexism and fatphobia there. But for the black people, that's playing into a white supremacist idea. And that's some coon shit when you share that around. And you're like, yeah, for real, dog. Ah, fuck off. That's clown shit. You know, and then, like, on the economic end, we get a lot of cooning with the petty bourgeois niggas. You know, like Joy Reid, straight up coon. And then a lot of people are about to tune out when I say this. Melissa Harris-Perry, straight up MSNBC coon. And this was the funniest thing. Like, Phoenix Leader and I noticed this because I follow people that I disagree with or that I don't trust. And I still subscribe in my iTunes to Rachel Maddow's podcast. And when Rachel Maddow's on vacation, who's there to cover her shift? Melissa Harris-Perry, who was so gangsta when she quit, right?
Not a bobblehead,
but like, nigga, you're on video being a physically being a bobblehead. On video, like, when it cuts to commercial and they play music and it's like, now dance like a good little Negro, right? Fucking do your little dance like you know you're supposed to do for the corporation and you know you have to do it. And, you know, and like, what was it? She was ready to, drop them all. I guess she's from the South, right? So she had them crocodile tears when she offended Miss Romney. Oh, she offended Mr. Romney and the Romney family when she had them comedians on her talking show there. And they made a joke about that black baby they's adopted. And that ain't, you ain't supposed to do that. So she just a crying and apologizing. I sorry, Miss Romney. Like, that's coon ass shit. All right, yeah, fuck that shit, man. I'm going too hard. Phoenix Leader's doing the, you know when niggas give you the closed mouth smile? Yeah.
Lots of people like her, that's all I'm saying.
Right, and so we see that shit. And then I look over and I'll never forget this shit, man. I wasn't 21 yet. I was still 20. And I was at my first warehouse job, and I get paired up, like, we get paired up with our little crew, right? You get two dudes that throw boxes by hand, well, two people that throw boxes by hand, and one person on the forklift, and that's your crew, a three-person crew. And the other person that was a box thrower by hand, and I'm a box thrower by hand, like, we're just doing our shit, you know. And, you know, there's the casual words coming out, like, it's hot out there today. That's right, it's August, you know, just the casual riffing. And then, the boss walks by, and that white dude went straight coon, like, he put on his plantation pants quick. And he was like, hey, how you doing, sir? You look over at me. If I ain't sweating, I ain't working. What the fuck? I was like, you a coon-ass motherfucker, man. Oh, buck dancing ass white man.
Yeah, we need a word for when white people do it.
Coon. Just start calling them that. And then when they ask, why you calling me a coon? Isn't that a word for black people? No, that's a word for motherfuckers that capitulate to their oppressors in the caste system. And you a punk ass motherfucker for doing that, coon boy. Alright? Just tell them you're a coon, Ethan. Alright? You're a coon, Becky. Alright? Yo. The front, like, there ain't a lot of Becky-ass coons, all right? Like, those fucking, like those pro-capitalism lean-in feminists. That's some Becky-ass cooning you're doing with your lean-in feminism. That's some weak-ass shit, all right? And then, like, the liberal nationalists. We've riffed about them, but not in the context of them being white coons, right? Where they're like, what? You just care about what Hillary Clinton did to black people in Africa and Haiti and Jamaica and whatnot, but did you see at the debate? She says she wants a new deal for African Americans. Yeah, but nigga, don't ever quote Martin Luther King again. An injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, you nationalist coon. You nationalist white liberal coon. Alright, if you think that's good enough. Like, if you think that, that some Democrat getting a bunch of niggas fucking $9 an hour fast food jobs, and for a bunch of folks gonna be like $7.75 an hour, like, that's fucking justice? Fuck you, you nationalist, classist, capitalist coon. Right? Alright, we've got a big problem with white coons. If anybody wants to call in and give your thoughts on that, which I should be watching the phone bank. That's something I could do. That's 347-857-3937. All right, that's 347-857-3937. All right, you can give your thoughts on White Coons. On White Coons. Let me go ahead and reload that page, since this thing wanna act silly with me. All right, and we are just under 16 minutes in. Now, this is a Sunday program. I don't typically do Sunday programs. Why the fuck am I doing a Sunday program? Because guess what the fuck I got, nigga? I got this here. Ooh, watch this.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
I got a new soundboard, nigga.
Negroes doing Negro stuff. Ricky is fucking black.
Now let's go to where it's quiet.
America united again.
Actually, Ricky would like that.
Americans reunited again.
This show is fucked up. This show is fucked up.
I got a soundboard again, nigga. So that's dope. That was one reason why I wanted to go live so bad instead of waiting until Monday so that I could tinker with the soundboard on a live program. So now, when I go live on Monday, right, like you'll hear the opening music playing and you'll hear this.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Right? Or it'll be Tuesday, and I'll be like,
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Or it could be white-on-white crime.
Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
Oh, hey, what if it's Thursday?
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
Yes.
Who took my glass?
So we are effing with a podcast. We are effing with a soundboard.
This show is so reverse racist.
That's a verifiable fact. Though that one is ugly. I need to clean up that audio. That's really ugly audio. So we're on to something.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Which is not true. That is not a fact-based fact. All right, so we have Bill O'Reilly and his war on Christmas. All right, we have a wrongfully convicted Tennessee feller gets $75 after 31 years in prison. All right, $75 after 31 years in prison. Trumpelstiltskin talking to some of his folks on his victory tour and telling them they were violent. Hey, can you check the chat room on the Facebooks? Let me know if folks are saying stuff in there. I don't think I have myself getting... Huh? Oh, it's coming off of winecellarmedia.com, but I shared it everywhere. So we have Phoenix Kalita's checking Facebook chat. I do not have Blog Talk chat up. It uses too much flash. It bothers me. New York Police Department dispatcher is in hot water for calling a fellow cop the N-word. See, again, so if you black and you want to join the cops, nigga, that cooning is not going to save you, all right? Like, black cops will tell you, like, they when they're not in uniform, they know they're in danger from their white co-workers. They know that shit, all right? And this motherfucker's on the clock, in uniform, and got called nigger. Dig it? Student at a high school got positioned next to a black cheerleader at his school, and then he posted the picture and said, of course, they'd put me next to the nigger, you know. And then a racist Facebook post got a firefighter fired. And then, you know, you can always help us out, right? We need your monthly subscription to keep us going and growing, right? At patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or a one-time hit at paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Right, we got folks that have always been hitting us up. Mike Freener over there, right? Rashani Loco was hitting us up. Ricky Loco's hitting us up. For some reason, I'm not logged in to it, to the Patreon, so I can't really see all the names. But I know some names off the top of my head, right? Lauren Loco's always been putting it down with the wine cellar.
Becker, Cujo.
Jesus Christ, yeah, Becker Loco, the mushroom lady. Like, that's Becker Loco, the educator, and the mushroom lady. It said Cujo Loco. Yeah, Cujo Loco made a post about it. And then in that post, I pointed to secular sisters. Because secular sisters, you definitely want to support. Because you never know when they're going to be doing, like, a street-based activism fundraiser. Like, the one that really put my attention on them. And they were already done with it. They had already carried out the whole act by the time I caught on to it. Because I was just Googling around for activists. And the secular sisters did the pads and pawns, right? Like pads, like, you know, like the menstrual business, right? Pads and tampons, and to give them to homeless women. And that's some major shit. Like that's something about homelessness is the decline in personal hygiene when you're homeless. And, you know, that shit's it's a problem. So they went out there and they put it the fuck down. You know, so you got to tip your hat to the secular sisters. And support them if you can, right? Yeah, okay, here we go, right? Adrian Loco been putting it down, right? Who's that? Cecily Loco, Darlene Loco, Tally Loco, right? There's Robin Loco. Oh, Robin Loco knows, nigga. I'm not mad at you, nigga. I was just, I was just like, can I not get the not all cop shit on my posts? There's Jordan Loco. Shannon Loco. Damn, some of the homies been hella down. There's Sharon Loco. Sharon and I had a disagreement. We still interact like grown-ups. There's Aster Loco. Jesus Christ, I can't even name all y'all niggas. Pamela Loco. Alright, so let's get to some wine cellar. But that's how we want it. Like, we want it to be to where it's enough people to where we just fucking work from home. You know, so right now it's sitting at $207 a month.
And that could be our motto. We're the actual news source providing actual news.
Yeah, and serious comment that because we're funded by you, you don't have to worry about us not talking about what a particular corporation does, right? Like, we'll just talk about some grimy shit Walmart does. We'll talk about some grimy shit McDonald's does, because we don't have a McDonald's commercial, all right? Our shit is just by you, for you. Excuse. Phoenix Kalita ain't even going to excuse me.
No.
That's the kind of colored woman she is.
I'm not even black.
Phoenix Kalita from the other side of the room says she's not even black. That's a claim she made. Why don't you just call in from your telephone on that side of the room?
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because then it'll pick your voice up on the Facebook Live. Right, that's 347-857-3937. If you have something to say about any of these news stories or about the idea of white coons, and of course, shout out to the homies over at Redneck Revolt,
who
347-857-3937. Right, and folks, remember, like, we blue collar folks, right? Like, you might see me, I might look kind of crispy right here, right? Look kind of crispy. Nigga, these glasses were $7. This hat was $2. This scarf was $2. And this sweater was $3 and change. And then this undersweater was about $4. I know it was under $5. It was about $4 and change. And yeah, I got it out the women's section. Wearing a women's turtleneck. But you know what? I own it, and I'm a cis man, so it's a man's turtleneck. Because it's mine, nigga.
Stay wearing my shoes.
And, oh yeah, Phoenix Kalita's boots. Yeah, they're women's boots, but I put them on my man-ass feet with my crusty-ass toenails. They man boots now. Do some manly-ass boots after what I put them through. Shout-out to the homie Catherine Loco, who I see you posting there. You just signed a lease today up in this B-word. You tried to get me to do it. Tried to get me to say the B-word on air, Miss Woman. I saw you. Black-ass motherfucker. You know Catherine's a nigger, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a true thing. Like, she be trying to sneak by because she light-skinned. Catherine is one of the most niggery niggers you ever done seen in your fucking life.
Black and red for life.
Oh, man. All right, so we might as well take a trip on over to what Donald, old Trumperino. Oh, you're on the deal? All right, so let's bring Fiesta Leader. Remember, this is an extra podcast, so we're just tinkering around with the new soundboards. Let me bring in this colored woman. And you can build... all right, so talk into your telephone.
Can you hear me?
Shit. We can't do it because you're getting the echo. Because you're in the same room. Shit.
I can leave the room and do it.
You want to? All right, Fiz Khalida's going to go in the other room because she wants to rock out on this so gangster.
So gangster.
All right.
And
she has to keep muting herself because she coughs a lot. You'll want to get off at the under end of the bed because I got all that stuff there. That's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of black stuff, Miss Ma'am. All right, so Phoenix Collider is going to be on the microphone. And the next place that we are about to go is over to one of Donald Trump's victory rallies. All right, and the folks on the Facebook, you can see the video. You can see me going there on Phoenix Collider's slow arse computer. Did you drop your smart device? Phoenix Collider took her smart device out of the protective case and then dropped it. That's what she done gone and did. Uh-oh, you coughing? She's coughing hard, gang. Ooh. All right, now I have her microphone back on. Your microphone's hot. All right, test it. Say something. Ooh, that colored woman is having a tough time. Where are you, Miss Ma'am?
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
All right, so Donald Trump is on a victory tour. And the way CNN framed this was, because, you know, people don't typically go beyond the headline. So what CNN framed this was, Trump says his supporters were violent. That's not the whole deal, right? There isn't, it doesn't go too far beyond that, but I really don't like how they play with these headlines. It's very lazy. I don't respect it. It's a whack style. Well, let's go on through it. I think this should be the clip right here on CNN Politics. Woo! Yeah, we're working with Phoenix Collider's slow-ass computer. All right, Miss Ma'am, are you on there yet?
Yeah. I am. I had a coffee fit. Leave me alone.
Uh-oh. Here, I'm going to have
Wait,
to...
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring the other audio down and bring your audio up. Because, as usual, you're too quiet.
I'm too what?
Too quiet.
No.
Yeah, you. I can't help the reality of that.
No. I am not too quiet, man.
All right, there you go. So folks on the Facebook should be able to hear her audio.
Hi.
All right, so here we go to... What the fuck is going on with your computer? All right.
Oh, you fucking broke it. That's what's going on.
Yeah, your computer is not giving me audio.
Is it muted?
No, I turned it up. Yeah, it's not giving me the audio on that Trumpelstiltskin video.
You are nasty and...
There we go. So this is Donald Trump talking to his folks. And it's basically, what he's trying to say is, you're not going to be physically violent anymore because we won. And he doesn't get it. And I have some ideas behind that.
You people were vicious, violent, screaming, where's the wall? We want the wall. Screaming, prison, prison, lock her up. I mean, you are going crazy. I mean, you were nasty and mean and vicious, and you wanted to win, right? Now.
You wanted to win, right? Why did he go full Snoop Dogg on that one? Wanted to win, right? Come on, player.
Now. Same crowds. That's right, deplorables. Whatever happened to the deplorables, right? They're not so deplorable. They're not so deplorable anymore. In fact, the other side's trying to figure out, well, in 4 years, how do we get some of these deplorables to our side, right? But now it's much different. Now you're laid back, you're cool, you're mellow, right? You're basking in the glory of victory. And we're already getting to work.
All right, so fucking... So he said they're mellow. I mean, didn't we just...
Wow, you're really festive about this time.
Fucking auto fucking commercials. And so, I mean, didn't we have the lady that was discriminated against twice in the Michaels store? And the guy that, what up?
The first one was in a tea and coffee house, which is like Starbucks. The second one was at Michael's.
Ah. And then the guy that was on the airplane that had to get, I think he got kicked off the plane, where it was like, you Hillary B words to just, and to just anybody. No one on that plane that from the camera angle I saw had on any political t-shirt or sticker or pin or anything. He just saw other people and decided they're probably against me. Because that major idea that they're the underdog, that right-wingers are just sure that they're the underdogs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a huge part of the campaign, was feeding into that persecution complex. Like, we have to have something to overcome.
Yeah. And they Martha Frackin' don't. And then, like, why are they still flexing up, right? Because it's like, they do treat it like a fight. Like Democrats, you know, they try to be smooth, strategic, they try to be cool about shit, you know, but Republicans are like fucking jump in the mud fucking fighters. That's how they treat politics. And so when they do get what they perceive as a win, you know, like they see that as like, I won the fight, I kicked your ass, so now you shut the fuck up and you go home. I kicked your ass, now I defeated you, I own you in a way. But what do they see? They see Bernie Sanders running up to Standing Rock, right? Hillary Clinton giving a speech at some children's thing. Michelle Obama giving a speech, you know, and Michelle Obama being interviewed on Oprah. And then they see folks like the people on the street level marching in the street. And then the folks that are still out there at Standing Rock, people are still talking about Flint. And they're like, no, we kicked your ass. Why didn't you stop doing things? We won. Stop. You know, like that's, and because they have that sort of conqueror mentality, you know, like they have an invader mentality. They're like, no, we came, we won. Like this, it's everything is ours now. Yeah.
I think it's also like tied into the persecution complex, because they legitimately cannot admit that they're not the underdogs, because that means they're being oppressive and they're being bullies. So they have to keep feeding the narrative of we were the underdogs and now we won. So the bad guys who are bigger and stronger and more vicious than us are going to take what we won if we don't defend it. So we have to defend it because the bad guys are coming back because we're persecuted.
Jesus Christ, you are goddamn right. This next one. Phoenix Leader's in there coughing hard. I hear her in the other room. I don't know how to comment on this story. This is that shit, right? This is that shit. So, let's go on down to Tennessee, where a feller, he's a colored man, and he done got released from the prison after a wrongful conviction put him away for 31 years, and now he's fighting for an exoneration case that could grant him $1 million in compensation. His name is Lawrence McKinney, and he's a 60-year-old black man out there in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was convicted of rape and burglary in 1978 and was sentenced to prison for 115 years. He was released in 2009 after DNA evidence ruled him out as a suspect in the case. After his release, McKinney was issued $75, and he could be eligible for up to $1 million in compensation if the Tennessee Parole Board hears his exoneration case, which has been denied twice already. A quote that he gave to CBS News was, I don't have no life. All my life was taken away. He has a lawyer named Jack Lowry, and that said he's suffered enough and thinks that he should receive the compensation after 31 years behind bars. Quote from the lawyer, it's not justice for him to not receive compensation for being wrongfully imprisoned. All right, and in September, the parole board voted 7-0 to deny his exoneration case. Now it's up to Governor Bill Haslam, Republican of Tennessee, who receives exoneration applicants to have the final say, which, and he'll say no. You know, like, cause, and that's how it works. You know, what I want to know is, and maybe Phoenix, while we go on with the program, could you Google this so we could update it? I want to know if who he was convicted of raping was a white woman. Remember, DNA evidence said he didn't do it, but I just want to know if it was a white woman that this black man was falsely imprisoned and falsely convicted of and falsely accused of. Basically, all false across the board. I just want to know if that was a white woman, if you have time to look that up. All right, now the governor's press secretary, Jennifer Donalds, told the Tennessean news organization that after the September decision, Haslam received an executive clemency application on November 21st. Donalds confirmed to the Daily News that the governor's office is conducting a thorough review of McKinney's application with the board's recommendation. If McKinney's case is approved, he would also have the option to clear his name. Patsy Bruce served on the parole board that denied McKinney's first exoneration hearing. She said she's still not convinced he's innocent. Gee, wonder if she's white too. That case was rejected because the judge and the district attorney did not provide sufficient evidence that was properly tested, she said. Quote from McKinney's lawyer, there has been one mistake made that sent him to prison. I trust that another is not made that does not allow him exoneration. And that final quote was told to CBS. And yeah, I just want to know, was it a white woman that he was falsely accused, falsely tried, falsely... yeah, what up?
So far, it seems that they haven't released the victim's name. However, the victim said it was a gang rape and he was one of the multiple assailants. And they took DNA allegedly from the bed sheets and that was what was used to convict him.
And that's the cold game. So that also shows you that, like, what's the use of forensic scientists and forensic evidence if the people doing the forensics are just gonna lie? If they're just gonna be... Because, you know...
Yeah, well, you know...
What up?
This is something that I've seen is they lie to juries because they'll do things and be like, oh, well, it's a DNA profile. So, hypothetically, if one of the rapists was a black man, they'll be like, well, we can tell that it was the same race. But they don't discuss, like, that doesn't necessarily make it accurate, right? You can look at a DNA profile and tell somebody is a black male, but there's a lot of black males. So it's not necessarily helpful, right? Like, oh, we have fingerprints and it's a 12-point match. Okay, so it could be 300 million people, not just this guy on the stand. Okay. But they never do that. You know.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, right. Fucking, you know what? I bet she was white. They wouldn't have cared. And, you know, like, so what? These forensic guys, so they took that shit back in their laboratory. They tested it. They saw it was wrong. What up?
The victim was African-American.
Oh, the victim was a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and they moved forward with it. So they went after a black crime.
I think that's only because it was a multiple attack case because she was attacked, I think, by like 5 guys in her home.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty freaking violent.
Yeah, which, in that, you know, that's what rape is in and of itself, an act of violence.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
All right, so, but, you know, he's not going to get the exoneration. Like, that's just
probably
not going to happen. And anybody who disagrees, get ready for another told you so. What up?
Yeah. And I think that's something to consider, too, when it comes to the exonerations. A lot of times people can't get exonerated because the way laws are written, if you get exonerated, that means you qualify for the compensation for being wrongfully convicted and imprisoned. And because the states don't want to pay out those big-ass settlements for wrongful convictions, it means that they will not legally exonerate you. And that's how they avoid that.
Huh. All right, House GOP quietly closes Flint, Michigan's water investigation. DA declines to charge two Fresno police officers who shot Dylan Noble. A Louisiana House hopeful says that Islamists don't deserve peace of our culture. A New York Police Department dispatcher in hot water for calling a fellow cop the N-word. White high school student apologizes after calling a black cheerleader a nigger. And racist Facebook post gets a firefighter fired. And if you are tuned in and you have something to say that you want to chime in with on the concept of white people being coons, and I'm about to check the phone bank again right now. That is 347-857-3937. That's 347-857-3937. And you'll want to press 1, and it'll show me a little notification by your telephone contact that you want to say something, that you have an idea, a good idea at that. You know, not some little old bunk, little Rudy Poot, booty boot ass idea, I tell you what, boy. Not like them famous Kalita ideas. That woman ain't got no ideas.
I will fight you.
Ma'am, that's violent fied. I'm going to try something, because I know I have the volume way too high, and this is not, this is probably going to sound cruddy. Just tinkering with the soundboard again.
You are.
Woo! Yeah, that's way too up there. Because I have to have it turned up so high to have your voice come through. So next time, if we have you in the other room, I'll just bring you in through a different speaker. But not today. Today, leave it as is. All right, so a New York Police Department dispatcher is facing potential disciplinary charges after she cursed out a cop and called him the N-word over a live radio transmission. Police sources said, quote, "Get the fuck out of here," end quote, from the female dispatcher as she shouted at the male officer who was questioning her about a dispatch on Friday, quote, "Nigger, don't play with me," end quote. Her tirade prompts horrified gasps and whistles and wows from several other police personnel who were listening to the call. Really? They're pretending to be surprised? The fucking cops are pretending to be surprised that they heard someone say nigger? Get the fuck out of here.
They were probably like, "God damn it, Becky, you're not supposed to say that on the air."
Yeah, that's what the wow was, wow, you're about to get fired. The exchange took place Friday on the 102nd Precinct in Richmond Hills, sources said. A 58-second audio clip obtained by the New York Post. It starts out with the cop criticizing the dispatcher for not properly notifying him about an assignment. Quote, "I just got my car looked at the screen and something showed up without anybody telling me anything," states the cop, who is white. She called a white dude? God damn. All right. The dispatcher reads out 3 calls for him. The cop starts to talk. She cuts him off. "Fuck out of here," she shouts. Hold up. "Fuck out of here." I'm wondering if this is a black woman that, you know what? I think the audio is right here. Let's see. Here we go. Let's go ahead and fire this up on Phoenix Kalita's extra slow computer. Woo, that's ugly audio. Alright, this is the dispatch audio from the from them police fellers out there in New York. Hold up.
Reach out when you can end up the key. 1010 Coast Avenue, 9702 115th Street, the 53 at 112 2095th Avenue, and the 53 at 101 Avenue 124th Street.
Oh, I see what they're doing. That's why she's in trouble. It's a black woman that said nigga to a white man, and he's pretending to be racially offended. Nice. Nice. Homegirl, you gotta be careful fucking with these white niggas. They will fake it on you.
You can't be too uppity dealing with them.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, he's basically faking it on her. So, that's what that is. I know my different black scents, all right? I know my California black. I know my New York black, all right? I know what Southern black sounds like. I know that's a black woman talking. And she did not. Motherfuckers. All right. Not slick. I mean, it seems slick, but the fact that I see straight through it, not slick. Didn't work. You don't fool me, nigga. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. So, yep, she won't get So let's go to another, young black woman, or black girl, if you will. I don't really like going to TheRoot.com, because they're a subsidiary of Slate, and that's, and Slate, like, they're always looking for that MSNBC contact, and they're just, yeah, they're way too
connected. Damn, I did not know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I didn't know Root was affiliated with Slate, god damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so I tend to, but, you know, this is one of the only places carrying this story. So, this is, by Yeesha Callahan for TheRoot.com. So a white high school student apologizes for calling a black cheerleader a nigger. All right, let's see if we can't zoom in on that image for the second for the Facebook heads. You know what? I can't because your computer's fucking slow. There it goes. All right, for the Facebook heads. So you see there's, to my knowledge, these are cisgender teenagers. So two males, two female teenagers. And one of them is a black girl, and then the white dude that got put next to her put, of course Mason put me next to the nigger, and his name is Tyler Tackett. So that's one thing to know, anywhere you go in life, if you come across this particular guy, Tyler Tackett, you know, there might be a few people with that name, but you come across Tyler Tackett, just know that he is, basically an out-about-it racist. Like, he doesn't keep it a secret. He lets you know. Tyler Tackett's a racist. So basically, if you're a black person in a management position and you hire staff and Tyler Tackett comes in for the job, just consider that the whole time you're doing the interview, and then shake his hand and say, we'll call you if something opens up. All right? And if you're a white person and you consider yourself not racist, Tyler Tackett applies for a job with you, keep that in mind, shake his hand. Let him know we'll call you if something comes up. Don't fucking call him. Fuck Tyler Tackett. Let him die homeless and cold. All right. So this is the piece that Yeesha wrote. Racism has a way of rearing its ugly head. See, that's that shit right there. Just the way that's worded, right? Like, that's why I don't like these sort of outlets. Because it's like racism rearing its ugly head. No, it's everywhere all the time. It's not like racism pops up like fucking whack-a-mole. Like you fucking knock down the racism. Oh shit, it just came back up. Right? It's not Groundhog's Day racism. Like, the shit is always, all the time, everywhere, all day, every day. Ah! So, fucking, already I don't like the way this is being framed by this writer for this Root.com. So, racism always has a way of rearing its ugly head on social media, especially when screenshots are so simple to take. And now a high school student is asking for forgiveness after calling a black cheerleader nigger, a student at the Western High School in Russiaville, Indiana, posted a Snapchat showing him, a fellow student, and two cheerleaders. Apparently Tackett felt some kind of way, which, I hate that shit too. I don't know, you know what, nobody knows what the fuck felt some kind of way means, because they just throw it around there. That's like how people just throw around problematic.
Yeah, it's a very big... It's vague on purpose.
Yeah, it doesn't mean any fucking thing.
It got me
thing.
Feeling some type of way.
Bullshit. Felt some kind of way about standing next to a black cheerleader and called her the N-word. Soon after the photo went viral, Rick Davis, the school's principal, denounced the image on Twitter and expressed disappointment. His quote, highly offended and disgusted by a hateful post by one of our students. Totally unacceptable, and it will be addressed. Deepest apologies to all. Bullshit. And then here's Tyler Tackett's fake apology that his parents made him write and the school made him write, because they're embarrassed that the racism they always harbor, that they usually talk about behind closed doors, just came out in public for a second. He said, "Today I said something unforgivable, and what was said can't be taken back. I know that I have hurt people, and I know that I need to be held accountable for what I have done. I would like to apologize to all of Western School Corporation and School Corporation, nice, and all of the students and faculty. I know that I have made all of you ashamed. I would like to apologize to the cults as well. I realize that I have offended your program. I would like to apologize to my family for showing the world how they raised me." All right, that's not what he put. Okay. "I would like to apologize to my family for saying this, because I was raised better, and I would like to apologize to everyone that I have offended. I realize that I have said what I have said is awful, and I truly feel sorry from the bottom of my heart, and I know that no amount of apologizing will make up for it. I will accept any consequences for my actions." Bullshit! Alright, bullshit. Alright, so come across Tyler Tackett, know that's one that you don't have to wonder, is he maybe, is he huh, is he kinda, I'm not sure. Nah, Tyler Tackett's a hardcore white supremacist, 150,000%. All right.
You know, we should make that a segment, like the white supremacist of the week, and just point out stories like this.
White supremacist of the week. Is that what Tyler Tackett is? I consider Sunday the end of the week, just because of working in the corporate space and dealing with inventory. Sunday is the end of the week. So fucking Tyler Tackett's the white supremacist of the week. White supremacist. W-S-O-W. The dub sow. I don't know. He's the dub sow.
Nigga.
White supremacist. Or the white cop that's pretending to be offended by a black woman saying nigga. Bullshit.
Yeah.
And he knows the reason why she said nigga was because he was bullshitting around with her. And it was obnoxious and annoying. Alright. Let's have a little fun and go towards the direction of wrapping this thing up. And, boop-a-doop, boop, skibby flibby doop bop boo. Everybody knows Phoenix is a Jew, colored woman.
Well, they know now.
All right.
Now they know.
Bill O'Reilly and the War on Christmas. I think this is like year 11, year 12. I don't know when it started, because it started before I was really paying attention.
Christmas in America.
Why the fuck is...
You may remember about 10 years ago, the factor
became... Yo, your VLC media player is, like, sideways. Alright, I need
to... You broke it.
Ma'am, get black. I need to fix your VLC media player. There we go. Straightened it out. Close. Alright, so Bill O'Reilly with the, what is the deal with always fit to window? Zoom. Let's zoom that up to a... You know what? That's just going to be a tiny bill. All right, so we're looking at a little bill. Nah, you know what? That's not right. There is something severely wrong with your VLC media player. Do I need to... There we go. Alright, I fixed your VLC media player. Alright, so before we go into Bill O'Reilly, let's see who this is. Someone's been on the line for just under 60 seconds. I'm going to see if that's Fallon. Because it's one of those ones where it's... they went away. Alright, 1111111. Your number disappeared. So we're going to go to Bill O'Reilly's War on Christmas. And there's a really funny part in here, especially for the people looking at the Facebook video.
Began spotlighting companies that refused to say the words, Merry Christmas. In fact, some of those businesses actually ordered their employees not to say that. Well, that culture war issue ignited.
And this is something really amusing about Bill O'Reilly to me, is the way he talks to his audience is like this very condescending way. It's almost, and it's like it's inadvertently condescending, like, I am the person who tells you what you need to be thinking.
All right. Well, yeah, because he is telling them what they need to be thinking. That's how cults work.
All right, Billy.
I mean,
what up?
I was going to say, it's the same thing Alex Jones does. Listen to me, I have the way. I'm going to tell you what to do, and if you do it, you're saved. He's just trying to save you. Why don't you want Bill to save you?
That's what he's going to do. Here he goes.
Issue ignited. And we won. Most companies stopped the nonsense. And Merry Christmas became a common greeting once again. For me, it was interesting to go through that because some on the far left...
I like I was just saying that that's what happened. Is that what happened? No, because I've been in stores. I've had to acquire goods and or services. And no one has said Merry Christmas to me this year at all. Not one. And I am in a white suburb.
I guess my thing would be, if that is what actually happened, why is there still a war on Christmas? Like, you won the war, it's over. Why is it still a war?
I don't know, man. Let's see. He says they won. Let's see what he's talking about.
Actually denied it was any controversy at all, that I fabricated it. More lies from a crew that is incapable of telling the truth.
Well,
anyway, this year, the American Family Association, based in Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis's hometown, has issued its annual Naughty or Nice list. That tells the public which businesses are Christmas-friendly and which are not. This year...
All right, so we have a Naughty and Nice list. You ready? And, yo, and just to let you know, this video, just looking at the page stats, it already hit 1,200 people. Interesting.
Hey.
Yeah, interesting. You got up?
I guess my question would be, why is saying happy holidays being anti-Christmas? Like, why not both? You can say happy holidays and not hate Christmas.
Well, I mean, and Christmas is a holiday. I don't know what... Hanukkah's like a series of days, you know, but like Thanksgiving's a holiday.
Yeah,
New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, like all of these are fucking holidays. But so, it's fake Christian shit. Which, again, like, Bill O'Reilly's fucking Catholic. Like, you just, that's something I always point out, is that if you're a right-winger, part of it is to act like you're Protestant, no matter what you are. Mormons, Catholics, atheists, they all act Protestant.
See, I was going to say, that's extra hilarious if he's Catholic, because in Catholic tradition, it's not just Christmas. It's Merry Christmas Eve, it's Merry Christmas Day, it's Three Kings Day, right? Like, there's all kinds of different holidays going on at this time. Like, the Annunciation, when Mary was told she was going to be pregnant, and the following the star, and the wise men, the whole thing. Like, those are all holidays in the Catholic tradition. So, yeah, happy fucking holidays, dude. Come on.
No.
Here, the following companies are rated 5-star nice.
All right, 5-star nice list.
Cracker Barrel. Hobby Lobby, Kirkland's, Lowe's,
Michael's, owned by a bunch of racist white people. All right.
Yep. Then he's got Lowe's, Michael's. But you know, Michael's is where you get discriminated against twice. I don't know about Michael's.
Little stores, Walmart. I remember that one time Lowe's was a problem, but obviously that's turned around. Also on the Christmas friendly list, Ace Hardware, Banana Republic, Bass Pro Shops, Bed Bath & Beyond, Books a Million.
All right. More on the nice list. Go to Ace. And you know what? I went into Ace Hardware. No one said Merry Christmas. No one even said, they didn't say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas. They said, thank you for coming in, sir. What up?
I said, don't tell Bill.
Oh, and Bob. Update for some of the folks at Bob and Ace Hardware. I think management made him take down his Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton stickers he had up. And Bob looked even sadder. Bob is sad. Bob tried. Like, he had Bernie Sanders and Claire. Like, Bob was vote blue no matter who. And it didn't work out well for him. But you know what? Fucking, it's almost, what, today's the 18th? Tomorrow's the 19th? Let's get this Electoral College thing over with. All right, moving on with the naughty or nice list.
Dick's Sporting Goods, Home Depot, JCPenney, Kmart, L.L. Bean. Marshall.
Oh, wait, hold up, though.
What up?
He said JCPenney, but remember, they were boycotting JCPenney because they had the ads with the two gay dads. Remember that?
JCPenney should have a femme woman Santa Claus.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Nice list.
Neiman Marcus, Pro Flowers.
You know, it didn't even say Pro Flowers. It said proflowers.com. He just said Pro Flowers. How the fuck does a website tell you Merry Christmas? Love it.
Magic and Jesus.
Magic and Jesus. You know, you need both. If you got both, you're in there.
Rite Aid, Sam's Club, and Toys R Us. Again, all those companies use the word Christmas in their advertising and promotion. Now, for the naughty companies that kind of marginalize Christmas. Barnes & Noble,
ooh,
Best
okay,
Buy,
so
Foot Lock.
What up?
I said, let me get a list so I know where to shop.
Yep. And I like that the first one is a bookstore. Like, oh, books, they're naughty. But it gets naughtier.
Spy, Foot Locker, The Gap, The Limited, Nordstrom, Office Depot, Office Max.
So bookstore, two office stores.
PetSmart, Staples, and...
PetSmart, Staples. So fucking somewhere to get, well, basically a puppy mill, really. And then another office place.
Yeah.
PetSmart, Staples, and Victoria's Secret. Quartet Smart, Staples, and Victoria.
I know you're rewinding it over his face.
Shit is fun. Because he said, if the folks on the Facebook should be able to see, when he goes, Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret.
He was fantasizing about his
Pet closet. Smart, Staples, and Victoria's Secret. 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 And Victoria's Secret.
You will secret. Stop it.
According to the AFA, those companies are not in the Christmas spirit.
All right, Victoria. Yeah, but man, that's what made me add that in. So I was like, I don't know if I want to do the War on Christmas thing, but then he did that. Victoria's Secret. Ooh. It's like, so it's the naughty list and it's Victoria's Secret and he threw in the ooh, and you know what, I shouldn't make fun of him. I feel awful about that,
really.
Some folks quit. Don't know harassing one of his co-workers, sexually harassing one of them, like with the phone calls and shit. One of the things he said something about wanting to do something sexual with her with a falafel, which to my knowledge, was that a food item?
That is a food item.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy's deal is. I mean, maybe it reminds him of communion. I don't know.
And Victoria's Secret. Secret. Victoria's Secret.
Ooh.
You are ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself right now.
You're ridiculous, lady. And let's see. Somebody commented and said, this whole non-issue is coded language for the reinforcement of white supremacy. How did you arrive at that conclusion, young man? Tyrone Childs? How did you arrive at that conclusion? Like, You can call in and say why. I'll hang in for a couple more minutes on the program. 347-857-3937. Like, how is this non-issue coded language for the reinforcement of white supremacy? So I guess that's his comment on the program being titled, Too Many White People Are Coons. So let me know what's going on, Tyrone Childs. Lace me up. And I hear Phoenix Kalita. So, all right, so let's see. Maybe that is that individual on the line. All right, 716 on the line. Your microphone is hot. 716.
I was just listening in. I saw your... Hello?
Yes, we are here.
You fucking unmuted me.
Okay, just listening?
Yeah, I was just listening. I didn't know that would...
All right, I could dig it. I could dig it. Hang in there. All right, I'll mute it back. All right, that's all right. 716 just tuned in by telephone. And Tyrone Childs, I want you to call in. Tyrone Childs, like I see you left your comments saying it's a non-issue that's coded language for the reinforcement of white supremacy. And you see now what I'm arguing for with my problem being that that too many white people are coons and more white people should be about some not anti-sellout, anti-capitalism, anti-imperialism, fight the power shit. Because, you know how the water's fucked up in Flint, Michigan? Let's not forget that shit happened out there in West Virginia when they spilled that coal ash in that water. Like in white capitalism, white people do this shit to each other. They really don't give a fuck about what they pollute for all of us at the working class level. And like, so if
that, and remember,
yeah, what up?
That was also Baltimore. The whole Freddie Gray thing. His family was one of the families that got lead checks. That also happened in Chicago. They had to shut down areas and some schools because of lead pipes. It's also happening in Atlanta and Los Angeles.
Yeah, this shit's everywhere. Motherfuckers think there ain't no poor white niggas in none of those places. And I'd rather a poor white nigga put down this little silly-ass Confederate flag and stand next to me and we go after the ownership class together rather than me and that nigga be fighting each other and I'm trying to fight against the ownership class at the same fucking time. Tyrone Childs, let me know how it's a non-issue, son. Lace me up. Like, you said it, back it up. If you can, he might not. Tyrone Childs might have nothing. He might be bringing nothing to the table. Come on, I'm only staying on for you. I would have wrapped up the program by now, young brother. So come on. Nah, Phoenix Kalita, any news that I missed while we wait for Tyrone Childs to call in and make his argument?
Let me see what I have got in my section. There was an update about Flint. It's been officially declared a national disaster because so many children have been poisoned. So that happened. Yeah, I know, right? Which, like, shouldn't be a surprise. I think we knew that was coming. Just because it's been such a widespread problem for so long. And if this would let me open up, no, it's not going to let me go to the Wine Cellar Media Group. No. All right. It hates me apparently. Let's see. Also, you did that. The DA declined to charge two Fresno police who shot an unarmed man. That happened. Because yay. Ugh. Why not? And then just as an update, we are going to do a segment, an in-depth segment, about the hacking bills passed to aid the FBI, NSA, and CIA to allow you to hack individuals' laptops, mobile devices, so on and so forth.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about? Like, some other... some shit that I find, like, goofy and useless that we ought not be fighting over. Like, why are, like, labor and class people beefing over whether or not they should support some reality show star because they broke up with their reality show spouse or boyfriend or whatever the fuck? Like, like, what the fuck has Black China done for any of y'all niggas? Who the fuck is Black China? I don't even know what this nigga looks like. Like, it's really only been in recent months that I learned what the hell Beyonce Knowles looks like, because that shit is not worth knowing. That's not useful information. You don't learn shit from that.
I don't know, people like to, you know, whatever. Oh, did we talk about North Carolina?
North Carolina, what's going on down there? Is it, you're talking about the Moral Mondays?
With the whole, because, you know, the governor got voted out. He was a Republican governor. And they voted a new Democratic governor in. And so basically they had, like, a last-minute Hail Mary kind of session to strip the incoming governor of powers because the Republicans don't want to give control to the governor. Like, the incumbent Republicans. Did you see that? And, like, there was literally, like, a whole fucking thing at the Capitol. I guess, like, police came and there were protesters and people were getting arrested and shit. Like, it was kind of intense. Did you see that?
No, yeah, you told me about that one. And, like, my thought on that was, like these folks, I hope they're voting strategically, you know, like, make sure that you're really focused on, like, your state senate when you're voting too in those local races, you know, so that so that all that shit that they just did, you know, the incoming folks can undo it immediately. You know, let me check the phone bank and see if Tyrone is calling in. Oh, Tyrone still's not calling in to back up his statement. Okay. That's all right, Tyrone.
All right. Well,
that's all right.
I'll read this while we wait for Tyrone. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory fought election results for a month, but in the end, the Republican with deep ties to GOP state lawmakers conceded to his Democratic opponent, Attorney General Roy Cooper. On Wednesday, Republican lawmakers concluded a special session called by McCrory with no notice to address emergencies. Those emergencies included 28 bills focused on one thing, legislation that would strip the incoming Democratic governor of his powers. And this was from a couple days ago. At the time, they said right now police are arresting protesters in the state house who are calling the Republicans' actions a coup. Among those arrested are reporters and city council people. Yeah.
And city council people. So look at those. Like, I mean, I was just looking at that shit yesterday because I'm a resident of Warrenville now, and so I know that, you know, if I'm trying to memorize it, right? Like, we're in, what, the 16th Congressional District of Illinois? You know, so, like, you know, learning who my representative is, you know, and then my mayor out here always puts out, for the folks looking at on the Facebook Live video, I'm holding up the newsletter that our fucking mayor puts out every month, and this is that bullshit that we get from Mayor David Brummel. Check this bullshit out from Mayor David Brummel. I know this isn't a news flash to all of us who struggle daily to do this adulting thing right as much as possible, but all decisions have consequences. So basically, so he just starts out by saying, hey, me, the mayor, hey, I'm struggling just like you, buddy. We're all having a tough time. It's the same thing. All right, he continues on, this is true for us as individuals, for family decisions, and certainly for community decisions. Consequences come in all sorts of colors. Some are intended, some are hoped for, some are expected, some are unintended, and some have outcomes that we might not really want, but have decided to accept because they are part of a package deal and accrue from a decision that we have made in pursuit of something else. Really, if you think about it, many of our decisions bring something we want as well as something we would rather avoid. You could just tell that he is setting up bad news. Like, you're not assuming that he writes this shit himself. You make it too obvious, David L. Brummel. fucking fuckface. Continuing on, it is not too often that we are able to say, there is no downside to this. Often, decisions have to be made in order to move forward when it is clear that whatever is decided will be made in order to, will be made, there will be some consequences that are unpalatable. More than a decade ago, the council was faced with a decision about water. Woo! Vata. Continuing. Warrenville could either keep its own system or opt into DuPage Water Commission and switch over to Lake Michigan water. This was one of those tough ones because each path had downsides. Warrenville water was cheaper than Lake Michigan water, but had a much higher mineral content, which made it very hard. So would we keep our own system? Yeah. So we have hard water. We have a filter on our kitchen sink for that water. But in general, we have hard water where we live. And it's one of those tough ones, downsides. It makes it very hard. So we would keep our own system that allowed us to control costs and keep them as low as possible while accepting the hardness. Or do we sign on to a system that had softer water but could potentially become very expensive? Now we can afford to live here. This is a very blue collar corner of a pretty damn snazzy little suburb. All right, like the folks out here got a few extra coins in the purse, you know. Like so really, like person to person, these folks can afford it. And collectively, oh, there goes that damn collectivism. Collectively, if we absolutely have to have capitalism and have to have this particular form of currency, collectively, we can afford it. All right? Like, cut the bullshit. And it looks like Tyrone never came in on the phone bank there. So, hey, what are you going to do, right? Like, so sometimes Tyrone gotta be weak. Yeah, he has no... here, let me swipe left. Nope, he hasn't even left another comment. Alright, so Tyrone ran off, and that's alright. That's alright. You're a nice young man, Roni Roan. You know, we got no beef with you. We're not mad at you over here. Okay? You're gonna be alright. We know you're a nice young man. And from here, let's go ahead and again, I'm working with my new soundboard, so I wanna wrap it up with the new soundboard.
Alright, I'm gonna hang up.
Yep. Alright. So this is from WineCellarMedia.com. The original name of the podcast was Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. And and we've been doing this shit since 2012. And it's 2016, the end of 2016, still rocking it. Upgraded to the video programs that we just fire straight onto the Facebooks, and the podcast is still there. The audio is more clear on the podcast. I know that there are hiccups with the Blog Talk Radio, which is why I do an internal recording on the computer that I mix down and then upload onto the Blog Talk, so we have less hiccups in the audio. I haven't put anything on secular TV in a while because life schedules are real, and I do secular TV for free. But we do this. This is, we have to do this for profit. And so right now, you can still help us keep moving forward. Right now, there are $207 worth of people signed up monthly on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And then you can drop a one-time hit at paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. And thanks to you folks that have been hitting up the PayPal and the Patreon a lot through 2016 and from the end of 2015. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have to gather that up and actually make that a part of my taxes. Like, I got to pump that into my tax return, you know? So, The shit's, it's more and more legit job. Like, it really is like a part-time job now. Well, the pay is like part-time job. The hours we put into it are like full-time job. And so, and I've dropped down. I only work 4 days a week for the corporate monster. So, as we keep getting casts signing up at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, that'll be 3 days a week. That'll be 2 days a week. That'll be 1 day a week. And then it'll reach a point where it's just, we wake up in the morning and we do Wine Cellar Media. And that's all we do. And that we bring you news and comment that is not sellout corporate bullshit. And that's your wine cellar. Have a good one. And I noticed 716, you have your hand up right at the end of the program. I'll just pop you in. We'll get what you have to say, then we'll jump out. All right, 716.
Yeah, what's going on? I was listening, and I'm watching the blog talk, like what you have on here as far as your, like, hashtags. And I'm really interested to find out what the overall concept of the show is.
Oh, the whole program all together?
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole program, we are a news and comment program. That's our main thing, right? And of course, like, we cover a lot of rapist cop stories, right? Like, we know a lot about cops murdering folks, cops planting drugs on folks. And it's really not out there how, on a very daily basis, there are a lot of stories of cops raping people. You can even go back and it also, like, as far as, like, expansion of, like, the definition of rape, like, Eric Garner in 2007, he filed a complaint for police rape in the middle of the damn street. You know, so, like, we want to get those stories out there. And then, like, as far as, like, partisan politics, we cover those stories as well. We're obviously not Republicans, but then, to the surprise of some people, we're damn sure not Democrats, you know, so, we're those people that would be considered that pesky far left, you know, the people that folks say, you want every candidate to have a purity test. It's like, I just want people to be half fucking decent, you know, and so, so that's our deal. We do news and comment, and then we also have, like, these topics that we'll discuss, that we'll bring up, and we'll talk about, because we think those conversations are useful and productive. But the core of it is news and comment.
Okay. So, do you believe that black people are on the same playing field as white people in America?
Playing field? Well, that would mean, like, which white people? Right, because, like, there's a white man somewhere right now that has less money than me and is not capable of getting as much money as me. So, like, if you're talking about a white man that has the exact same start as I do, right, like, he has a mother that's very similar to my mother, she has an income and education very similar to my mother's income and education, then that person actually does have privilege over me. And by privilege, I like to make sure I put a definition on that, unearned advantage, right? He has an unearned advantage of being white, but not every single white person has the particular unearned advantage that I had as an individual. And so, when I see blue collar white people, I don't automatically see someone where it's like, ah, oh, man, I need to beef with that person and I need to be away from that person because me and that person are both under corporate interests that don't care about either of us, right? Like Nestle would like to take water from me and that white person and sell it back to us. So me and that person should both be like, fuck you to Nestle. Can you dig it?
But I mean, as a whole. I'm not saying as an individual case by case basis.
Yes, white privilege exists.
Yeah, we know that white privilege exists, but that's basic. You got to realize that we're over 400 episodes in. That's an old conversation. We had that conversation. We get into more details on this program. Like, if you want that sort of conversation, you want to go to a more basic program. Like you want to look into, like, Joy Reid on MSNBC. Or, like, if you want it to be, like, somewhat independent media, like, a more basic level conversation like that, you'll find on like This Week in Blackness with Elon James White, like if you want the more simplistic conversation. But we don't do that here. We did that like in the first 75 episodes or so, but like this deep into it, we don't just talk about the broad spectrum. That's a little too simple.
Okay.
Word up. All right, have a good one there. Folks, that's your wine cellar.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.
That's okay.
Radio.
Phoenix over there just said, thank you, just offended him. Hey, he'll get over it. All right, let me hit finish on the Facebook Live.